This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
So suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
About you, but I really did like anthropology when I studied it in college. You don't have to be in college to study anthropology, though, although to come out with a degree in anthropology, not many people turn into Indiana Jones in real life. I'm just saying. But anthropology is kind of cool if you really are looking at history in the right way. You can learn about how cultures have come and gone. And maybe, just maybe, if you pay close enough attention, you don't make the same mistakes. And that's where we start. Today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a little cultural anthropology? No, this is like survival anthropology. And it starts with an interesting article. Another one from Mike Adams, the health ranger at National News. Headline reads, scientists discover nearly extinct ancient tribe that ritually poisons its own food and trashes its ecosystems. But there's a catch. And Super Don, did you catch the catch? I caught it right from the headline. I thought, man, we got to cover this, and you were right.
You know, we're constantly amazed at the things that Mike Adams accomplishes. I mean, it's just amazing the places that he goes, and for this kind of a, I mean, really, it's like a breaking news in the scientific realm here, where he's reporting on this thing. I hadn't seen this anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I follow the news pretty closely.
Yeah.
That scientists have stumbled upon this ancient tribe, mm-hmm. that has some really interesting things going on with it, right?
Yes, yeah. We learn about what it has done. This is what anthropology is, the good kind of anthropology does. It studies these ancient cultures, finds out how they lived and how they died, and maybe, again, we can learn something from it. So, again, that's where we start. I just want to give you a heads up on where we're going today. Really excited because we got not a doc, Chris Barr, scheduled to be on the bottom of this hour. We got some more diabetes updates, turning into human cyborgs because of type 1 diabetes. We'll talk about that. As well as he may have a new silicon story, a really cool silicon healing story. I always like hearing those. We've got a question of the day related to the great controversy of HIV causing AIDS or not. And I don't visit this every day, but it's time because we have a lot of new listeners. And so look out for that second hour. We've got the answer to our yesterday's insensitivity toward millennials about being snowflakes. Right? We talked about the sensitivity of millennials. We've got an answer as to why it may be happening. And I likely will mostly agree with this. So that's just the briefest of mentions. The show notes will be up shortly at robertscadbell.com. Thanks to Cap Morgan. And she's still with us despite all her millennial abuse we dished out yesterday, just to let you know she's cool. She says we were being bougie or something.
Bougie,
yeah. Right. Bourgeois.
You learn something new every day.
Right. Why were we being bougie? We didn't go to brunch yesterday, did we?
Yeah, I didn't have my mimosa yesterday. I was very disappointed.
All right. Well, you know what we did? We did Thanksgiving for June dinner tonight. It was weird. We had turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and green beans, a little bit of what's that purpley sweet stuff? What do they call it, cranberry? It was like, it's very strange to see that in June. But for some reason, we did that. So I had a gratitude-filled meal tonight. And I'm raring to go. Either that or I'm raring to take a nap. So super not if I doze off, that's why. Got the turkey tryptophan going. Not you. You didn't eat it.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
So let's go back to this tribe that died out and find out why. The tribe had a rudimentary monetary system based on clamshells, which they could just pull off the beach anytime. They had more clamshells, they just dig for more. The elders of the tribe created a revenue stream where they collect the clamshells in exchange for toxic chemicals harvested from poison plants. And the chemicals that they got, they required to be sprayed on all the foods consumed by the tribe. And that was supposed to be to ward off the evil pests. The tribe suffers from very high rates of cancer, according to this anthropological finding. They had liver disorders, brain disorders, and they found now, looking back, due to the routine consumption of these poisons that are added to their food in order to make the elders wealthy with clamshells. The poisons added to the food supply back then survived the human digestive tract. They could still detect them. And are apparently they were urinated out of the body where the poison was in local ecosystems, getting recycled. Widespread ecological toxicity, so anything grown there caused like some serious problems, including mass animal die-offs. The ecological toxicity of this culture, it caused an island-wide food supply collapse. And the elders, of course, blamed it on evil pest spirits, and they justified even more of the toxic poisons to be added to the food in order to scare away the evil pests. This is anthropology, folks. Come on, listen in. This is a school is in session. I know it's summertime in the Northern Hemisphere, but you got to roll with me here. We're going to learn something. Scientists have observed that as the disease spreads across the tribe and the ecological damage destroys the sustainability of the food supply, the elders are sitting on mounds and mounds of clamshells, and they believe they're rich. They're like partying on, right? We're rich. Who cares about everybody else? The tribe has been dubbed the suicide tribe by scientists who say they've never witnessed such a short-sighted, self-destructive behavior in human societies before.
Wow.
Now, that's just the setup. It doesn't sound like a great place to live, does it, Superdon?
Well, it's amazing, because, I mean, I can remember, you know, in history, and I've seen, you know, like documentaries and stuff about, what was the tribe that disappeared that was down in South America? Was it the Incas or the Aztecs or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it was just like, yeah, I mean, they just, you know, they were gone. And this tribe, it's amazing when you look at what happened to these guys and what they did. This is a perfect example where we should have learned from history, right?
Well, that's the point. That's why I like to bring up history. I did not like history in grade school and high school and college because all the history that they taught there was but an abridged version. It was like altered. There was a lot of things that were erased from history so we wouldn't learn to make the dots connect to how we are living today. And, in fact, that is the point of this article, this anthropological, would we call it, how would we describe this article in reality? Because, of course, Mike Adams, a health ranger, brilliant, backs it down and goes, wait a second. Turns out this isn't an anthropological study of a lost tribe, except that we are lost in that tribe today. And it's called Western society, a society that has engulfed and devoured itself by embracing Federal Reserve notes, much like clamshells that you can just pull off of the beach. But only the elites are allowed to do this. Touch it first and then mandate the poisoning of the food supply. And even worse than that, the people, the moment they are born via injection of vaccination. So it's actually the contemporary planet we live on is this island, this fictional island that Mike talks about in this anthropological report, where we are poisoning this planet. The planet's going to be fine. It'll survive. It'll live on. But the people and the animals on it are being devastated. Now, not everybody dies at once unless there's a nuclear explosion. So we have a plausible deniability about the cause of the widespread disease and death not being the toxic chemicals that are being put on all of the food, you know, if you're not buying or growing your own organically. And granted, we know here that even the organic stuff isn't as clean as it once was because there's a general degradation of ecological integrity via the spread of all of these toxic poisons, food, water, and air. And that also includes radiation through nuclear energy, nuclear bombs, etc. We got fluoride poisoning as well, related to the atom bomb technology. There's so much in this article that is just, no pun intended, dead on in terms of the insanity of this culture, the Western culture that embraces and says, man, oh man, I can't afford to eat healthy food. Right? What kind of insanity would lead the majority of the people of this planet or in the Western world to say, I can't afford to eat healthy food? And my argument, because I was sick for the first 24 years of my life, is I can't afford not to. You follow me? And of course, it changed my value system. What kind of value judgments do we make when we consume food that is genetically engineered and soaked in pesticides, glyphosate? I understand the unknowingly part, but if you know it, what would keep you in that rat wheel spinning in this anthropological, toxicological experiment? And this, you know, these are big existential questions. These are even big spiritual questions in terms of who runs your life. Who imposes their belief system upon you that you would accept it to say, I can't afford to eat healthy food? As opposed to me, who was unhealthy for 24 years, poisoned by the food and the medicines that I was given, to say, you know what? I cannot afford to eat unhealthy food. These are experiential things, right? This is why I live the way I live. Not because I am an elitist bougie, right? Like the millennials would say, Super Don. But because I've genuinely suffered, acknowledged the suffering, learned from the suffering, and said, you know what? I don't want to suffer that way anymore. I may have other blind spots, but that's not one of my blind spots anymore. So the question is, what do you value? And this article that Mike put out there, maybe it gives you a different perspective about how insane our lives have become because we've adopted this. We've got to collect clamshells at all costs, as opposed to getting back to the natural order of the universe and saying, you know what, I'm going to dig a little plot of land here in whatever little bit I have and start growing something, bringing some of that sanity back. And that's one of the most simple ways you can bring some sanity back in your life. Like I said, when I missed that most of that radio show last week I was supposed to be interviewed on, because I was lost in a good place in my garden. I didn't mean to miss that other thing, but it just tells me how much you can get lost in the natural world for your benefit, as opposed to being lost in the stress of trying to get more clamshells or Federal Reserve notes. Super Don, any thoughts before we go to break?
I think it's just a really good article that Mike put together where, you know, he kind of takes you to this place where you're like, wow, look at that tribe doing all those crazy things for themselves, and then kind of brings it to reality and go, oh, wait, that's us.
That's us, yeah. We have met the enemy. The enemy is us, right? Just like I said, we don't need aliens to invade us. We're doing a bang-up job of taking ourselves out of the food chain by poisoning ourselves from the day we're born or even before. All right, folks, we're going to try and help you out of this mess. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we got some cool diabetes updates. And you don't have to diabetes. You don't have to have diabetes. But who knows that better than not a doc, Chris Barr. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Very excited to have him back on board in the midst of all of his travels and bringing that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. He's doing it all over the place, too. Puerto Rico. Yes, Puerto Rico. It's in the news. Why? Not for good news, because you've been hearing about it. They're bankrupt. And they're saying, we need to become a state because we need more money from the District of Criminals, which doesn't really produce any money. It actually robs the people of the states, or indirectly robs them via inflating the money supply through the Federal Reserve, because they can't pull enough taxes out to pay for the debt, much less cover the debts of Puerto Rico. Shows you that governments, even on an island, I don't say especially on an island, but maybe even on an island, just like we talked about in the fictional anthropological world that is real right now, are deluded and insane if they can spend money like there's no tomorrow, because pretty soon there will be no tomorrow for that government. Well, that government in Puerto Rico wants to make sure all 11 and 12-year-olds on the island get vaccinated with Gardasil. Maybe Cervarix too, I'm not sure, but the HPV shot by next year. Their announcement on Monday said, well, there's so much cancer on the rise from the human papillomavirus across this U.S. territory. We got to do something. I know what. Let's inject our children with substances you wouldn't put in their baby bottle, much less their soft drink, if you still let them drink soft drinks with corn syrup and stuff. And that's how we're going to prevent cervical cancer, right? Now, I've said since the beginning of this travesty, this claim, this specious claim that HPV causes cervical cancer, that there's no evidence to support the claim. The evidence that they point to is that they scraped some cervical cancer cells and had unknown genetic fragments available to them for amplification by polymerase chain reaction, PCR, which takes this unknown genetic material and amplifies it not hundreds of times, not thousands of times, not millions of times, but hundreds of millions to billions of times, amplifies. And it says, aha, we found the culprit. Many years ago in the distant past, you may have had an HPV infection. And so therefore, we've concluded that that HPV infection 25 years earlier has caused this cervical cancer 25 years in the future, which is very convenient for the HPV shot because you're going to have to wait 25 years to find out it didn't work. And the reality is, you'll find out, kids, that not only it doesn't work, but what it does work at doing is creating tremendous ill health. From fibromyalgia-like pains, neurological degradation, chronic, sometimes immediate paralysis, and even death. Dysplasia, cervical dysplasia, in other words, abnormal cells will be the result of the HPV shot. SaneVax is one of the great organizations that have been analyzing this from the beginning, say, hey, there's a big problem here. So, certain governments, like Japan, said, you know, stop this mandate. Absolutely insane. Now, the good news, if there's a little slice of good news out of Puerto Rico, is that they do acknowledge there is religious and medical exemptions available to you. But they also say that this also applies to public and private schools. They don't mention homeschool. But in California, you don't get religious exemption. The only thing you got is homeschool, which is superior in most cases to government indoctrination centers. And even private ones, if they follow the government indoctrination center school, scholastic, whatever indications they give. So you can still opt out for religious reasons or if you have a doctor's certificate, if you can find a doc willing to give it. But again, this is the insanity that plays right back into that anthropological experiment of an article that Mike Adams put out. How insane are we to inject our children with things that can cause sterility? Right? Sterility. Much less paralysis. Oh boy, they're going to say one day the HPV shot causes polio. Because they don't know what causes polio. They claim they know, but they don't, actually. That's another big question for later in the show today. How are we going to eradicate polio? Let's ask Bill Gates. He'll say, send some more money and I'll match it. And that was the price of his admission into the world's elite, so that they would stop suing Microsoft over monopoly practices. Anyway, that's another story for another time. But Puerto Rico, we got listeners in Puerto Rico. Please, opt out. Use your religious freedom while you still have it. By the way, your religious freedom means it's your religious belief. It doesn't matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you may or may not attend. It's a personal, deeply held religious conviction, and it's uniquely yours and yours alone. That was even upheld by the Supreme Court. Not that I would let them dissuade me of that opinion if they disagreed with me anyway. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over metal endoskeleton. Cyberband Systems Model 101.
Bet you didn't know the Terminator had type 1 diabetes. That's right, you too can get your kid to become a cybernetic cyber organism.
with type 1 diabetes. That's the article we lead with Chris Barr. He's not a doc. He's awesome. He's a good buddy of ours. And how diabetes is transforming people into real-life cyborgs. Chris, this is scary stuff.
Well, it's actually the medical treatment of diabetes that's causing him into cyborgs.
Well, and what would you argue against the fact that medical intervention like vaccination might be instigating the type 1 response, the autoimmune response against the pancreatic cells?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As one part, that's mm-hmm. the primary activator for type 1 diabetes. Type 2 is a whole other matter, although that may contribute to it.
Sure, sure. But in this geek.com article, they're geeking out over the fact that there's new technology that you can plug people into to test blood sugar levels and insulin pump them, never addressing the reason that they have type 1 diabetes, nor if there's a way to reverse it.
Yep. Oh, just a moment. I have to take a quick drink from my Echo water.
Yes, Chris.
Shameless plug.
Chris and Angie love their Echo water and telling the world about it, and we love it here, too. And that's the molecular hydrogen we get from our water, so thanks. Paul says hi. Our good buddy Paul Bertero as well.
Okay. I just had to get that shameless plug in there.
That's not shameless at all. We love it too. So what do we do, this whole cyborg kind of technology? I mean, I get what they're trying to do with type 1 diabetics. But, you know, if we're looking deeper, we got to go, hey, is there a way we can reduce or eliminate the reliance on the technology, even in type 1? Obviously, we'd like people not to have type 1, so we would urge them to reconsider that idea of intoxicating vaccinations as a stimulator into autoimmunity via, well, toxic injection, for lack of a better way to say it.
Well, interestingly, I've just in the last 2 days seen a couple of different responses regarding specifically type 1 diabetes and the use of innate response GTF chromium. The first one is short. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and this product helps my A1C test results. And another is a little longer, but not long. I heard that chromium was helpful for diet, and I wanted to try it on my son with type 1. I used chromium picolinate for months and noticed no difference in his health or blood sugar. Then I used GTF chromium from innate response, and wow, what a difference. Just one pill and his blood sugar went down. I discovered that his optimum dose is half a pill once or twice a day, and that helps keep his blood sugar a little more even. With type 1, a little is a lot, and I take just one a day. I tried other brands of GTF chromium, and again, no difference. Only innate response works. This is from a mother in California. So, interestingly, I get on the broadcast here, I have two different responses within the last 24 hours, specific to type 1 diabetes and GTF chromium from innate response.
Well, we recognize the distinct difference between the type 2 and type 1, but at the same time, remember years ago, a buddy of mine who has type 1 from a very young age, we got him on the GTF chromium three a day. He said it didn't really do much. We put him on a fourth a day. And when he was really on top of his diet game, in other words, he knew how to control by eating the right foods, he eliminated on those days the need for any external insulin, which was tremendous. But even on those days where he wasn't totally on top of his game in terms of diet, he had greatly reduced his reliance on external insulin by taking the GTF chromium. So even type 1 diabetics are benefited big time by this.
Yes, I absolutely do remember that. In fact, I thought of it just before airtime.
Good memory. I'm glad we don't forget stuff yet, except on the air. Occasionally, Super Don has to call me an old man.
Well, actually, chromium does play a small role in Alzheimer's behind selenium that plays a bigger role and silica that plays the biggest role in prevention of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we're going to get to the silica story in a moment. There was another story that I covered last week. I wanted to get you on. You were out and about, but it related to the drugs that can reduce the A1C scores. And they're like, how low can we get it? And they're finding out that, oh, my gosh, the lower we try to mandate through our, you know, patients take this drug to get it down to this number, the more it created a risk for the heart. Now, we're talking drug intervention now.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, as we just before we get in here, Chris, when we talk about the chromium, which we will again, we find that there's a double benefit, not a detriment, not a side effect, but a side benefit in terms of the heart we'll get into. But what's going on with these drugs and the heart trying to lower the A1C?
Well, again, the MDVIATS myth, it has nothing to do with the blood sugar being low. It has to do with the drugs that are used to drive it artificially down. The heart problems are a direct side effect, or we could say a direct effect, of the drugs. Because chromium, which is the real key that the body utilizes naturally to maintain, not to drive down sugar, to maintain it. For instance, low blood sugar will be raised with GTF chromium, and high blood sugar will be reduced. And not only that, GTF chromium is one of the, in fact, it's the most important key to heart health. So not only do you drive down high numbers, you don't drive too low, and the number one most important thing for the heart is GTF chromium. Chromium feeds the heart, selenium protects the heart, and silicon is for the structural integrity, elasticity, and electrical conductivity of the heart.
You can't tell you how many times, and it's a fraction of the times you've heard it because you've been working at it even longer, that we've integrated with people who have the type 2 from mild to severe hypoglycemia on down to the type 2 diabetes, and how integrating this form of chromium has not only improved their health and improved their regulation of blood sugar and energy, but reversed it altogether over time.
Oh, yes, over and over and over and over again, ad infinitum, ad nauseum, yes.
Yeah.
Through, in my experience, through more than 30 years of experience.
So the irony of these articles, of course, as always, is that they're looking to drugs to control or manage the disease or disease processes or levels, A1C or blood sugar levels, whatever they, and in the process of doing so with toxic ingredients, we can call drugs that, but proved by the Fear and Death Administration, they're actually creating havoc with other systems. As they say here now, they acknowledge the heart is at risk the more we try to lower it with drugs, but they're at a loss because, one, they don't understand why it happens, and two, they don't know how to correct it. You know, if you don't know how it got there, what are you doing? You're just throwing toxic stuff at it. And managing it, and managing people and other deadly diseases. So if we look back and go, chromium, how come it's so simple, and how come nobody seems to know it in the medical field, except the people that have heard about you?
Well, it's called ignorance, of which the root of the word ignorance is ignore, because in 1959 at the U.S. Government's National Institutes of Health, when they discovered chromium was an essential nutrient for health, the assistant, Walter Mertz, declared, "We found the cause of diabetes." Now, that's almost 60 years ago. And, of course, they promptly, well, somewhat promptly, made him the head of human nutrition research for the United States Department of Agriculture under the U.S. government, and he ceased speaking of chromium. So figure that one out on your own.
Yeah, no,
they
that's
paid
a
him
common...
off. Quit
yeah.
talking about it.
Basically. And, you know, again, just like you sell them out for the clamshells of the article that Mike put together today, and, of course, you sell out your fellow man, woman, and child in this way because they get let them eat toxic cake, so to speak. And it doesn't solve any problems by adding more toxic cake into the mix. Any number of puns there you can pull out. Now, in terms of silica, because you mentioned silicon, and our silica stories are growing by the day, amazing healing stories. We talked about, you talked about the protection from a vascular integrity and elasticity and strength. We've talked about it in terms of all connective tissue, whether it be skeletal, musculoskeletal, also the benefit to the brain and the nervous system. You were telling me off the air that you had another dramatic silicon story that I think the audience definitely needs to hear.
Well, do we have 2 minutes or do we need to wait for the break?
No, we got it. You can fit it.
Oh, good. Because this is, in my travels, I stopped in at a store that from time to time I'm in. That's a little small kind of mom and pop. And this man walked up to me, and I vaguely remembered his face. And he said, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you." And he was wearing a uniform of the place, or name tag anyway, and said, "I'm working here now." And I'm like, "Okay, that's great." And then he told me, January 15th, so about 5 months ago, because this was a week or so ago that I saw him. And he said, "I spoke with you. I had back pains so severe that I was disabled and unable to work and on pain medications. My pain was 9 on a scale of 10. And I was looking for something because he had told me then, and he reminded me, that his doctor said his particular problem back surgery would not correct, but the only option he had was for them to burn the nerves in the affected area so that he would no longer feel pain. Oh. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, silicon is the key to bone, of which the spine is. It's also one of the most important keys for the nervous system. I said, so why don't you start with 12 silica a day, taking 3-4 times a day, morning, noon, evening, and bedtime. And I told him a little about selenium and chromium and for energy purposes and to accommodate the silicon and magnesium. And anyway, I never saw him again until a week and a half ago when he walked up and is now working at that store where I had first seen him. Said he's now off of all medications. His pain is a 1 on a scale of 10. And he said, I'm down to 6 silica a day after 5 months. Yes, he's still taking that much. It's a severe problem. So from 9 on a scale of 10, pain highly medicated, to 1 on a scale of 10 with no medications by taking, for a period of time of months, 12 a day of Alpha Health product silica, and now down to 6 a day, along with 1 selenium and 1 chromium from Innate Response, each of the 4 times a day he takes silicon.
Just another day at the office.
Yeah, and then he said, so I just wanted to say thank you. I have to go back to work. And he went back to work on their store.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. These are the empowering stories that are very, very real, especially when they happen to you. And because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they probably do, especially if you know about Chris Barr. And, you know, I thank Chris for adding a lot to our book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well. He's got 2 booklets that he's written on the silicon issue with chromium, the selenium, and it's all in there, believe me. This stuff is just transformative if you get the right kind. Right? It's a food. It is food. Don't fool around with it. It is food. What is food justice? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-citosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I love it when we get to hang out with Chris Barr. You know him as Not a Doc. They have a group on Facebook that's members only, so to speak. It doesn't cost you anything, but, you know, people that want to learn more when we're off the air from Chris and his wife Angie, they moderate that. What's the name of that group on Facebook there, Chris?
It's the Not a Nurse and Not a Doc Cancer Protocol.
Not a Nurse and Not a Doc Cancer Protocol. So if you look at that on Facebook, you can request to be in. You probably want to mention you heard them on the Robert Scott Bell Show so they know you're legit, right? And they'll let you in. You can enjoy learning and asking questions and sharing knowledge. But again, it's not a place where they're going to take too kindly if you're promoting synthetic non-nutrients. Just saying.
No, we run it as beneficial dictators. If people come in there with ridiculous suggestions or nonsense, we cut it out. If they insist, we cut them out.
Mm-hmm. that's the way to be efficient with it. Okay. All right, folks, what is food justice? Food justice. Now, we see the food that is promoted, and this does, again, relate to the opening anthropological story that Mike Adams wrote today about how much the government, our tribe, so to speak, promotes poisoning of the food supply and almost mandates it in many ways. If you decide you want to go organic and non-GMO, they'll take their psychiatric profession that they license and call it a disease like orthorexia or chemophobia, right? You don't like synthetic chemicals that could kill you. You're chemophobic. I'm thinking that's a pretty good fear to have. It might keep you alive, right? Yet we have some people figuring it out. Now, if you live on top of one another in a city like New York, not a great place. It's a food desert unless you find or become one of those rare places that every spot of land that is available and that has dirt showing and that has a little bit of sunshine, the people are starting to grow again. And this is the story about food justice versus food injustice. And Chris, you know, if you live out in the country where it's easier to grow, it's one thing. But man, oh man, I don't recommend living in the city when those trucks shipping food in from all across the USA or Canada or wherever they're coming in from stop rolling into the city. Now you've got the real-life zombie apocalypse.
Yes, of all the the exhaust coming out of all the vehicles. And, of course, the food is sealed, so none of that exhaust ever gets to the food.
Yes. But the idea here is that we don't look to government to solve the problems that government creates. And so it's a mixed bag in this article out of The Guardian out of the UK, but it's covering a community in New York, an urban farm, which I applaud, these urban farms. I mean, there's some liberty happening there. But if they're looking for government subsidies, they're asking to be controlled in a way that will destroy the integrity of the food that they're producing. You know, I don't mind if you want to reach out to private groups for support of your efforts. Great. But when the government throws money your way, there are always strings attached. And sometimes these private nonprofits also have government strings attached because many of them have asked permission of the government to become a nonprofit entity.
Yes, absolutely. And you get, you know, special interests getting involved also. You know, I just saw the other day the American Dietitian Association, which I think has changed its name now, but their GMO committee was chaired by a woman who is the president of another group that receives all of its funding from Monsanto and Cargill. So, you know, one way or another, they're influencing the decision-making from special interests at these public, allegedly public interest groups.
Yeah, and it's interesting, like you said, because we would kind of defer to the private entities, but then again, these private entities are so entwined with government at certain levels that you don't know where one ends, the other begins. Now, you've got the food leftists, I don't know if they're food leftists, but they're leftists politically, complaining that the Trump administration is threatening to make cuts to programs aimed at improving nutrition among low-income women and children. But when's the last time you heard of a government program promoting organic non-GMO food for inner-city poor?
Never.
And Michelle Obama is crying about Trump, and it's like, Michelle, you didn't promote that for the inner-city poor.
Yes, exactly. So, and when you look at the, you know, the WIC program, and you know, it's just junk that they're buying. So, I mean, I guess it's better they're not dying from starvation, but they're being kept barely alive, vegetating really. And it'd be great if it was with vegetables, but they're being yeah. made vegetables rather than be encouraged to eat vegetables.
No, these are heavily subsidized foods, mostly corn, which is all pretty much GMO at this point. And, well, there's a lot more to discuss. And, Chris, can you stick around a little bit? Bonus time with you?
Sure.
All right, Chris Barr, my good buddy. I don't get him on every day. I wish I could. But, hey, he's out there helping people. So we're going to help you some more. We got a big question. Why is it taking so long to rid the world of polio? That's where we start next hour. Also, millennials, why are they snowflakes? We might have figured out one of the major culprits. And we got a question of the day related to HIV and AIDS. Are they actually even related? We'll cover that and more next hour, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.